Hello, people. Hello, everybody. All right, the bandit is here. About to do my little audio. My little audio for the people. Oh, we're going to talk about it today, man. I saw a video, man, and oh, we're going to talk about it. So, my boy O'Shea Duke Jackson made a video. I just saw it this morning. He made a video about Candace Owens and Cardi B. The beef. And here's my take. Cardi B was saying that Candace Owens hate herself and she's against black people and she married a white man. O'Shea Duke Jackson says that Candace Owens shouldn't have the right to talk about black people because she's married to a white man. So that's that. That here's that old saying that you don't have your black card no more if you're married to a white man or a white woman. You ain't allowed to talk about what's going on in the black community. Well, by that logic, black people shouldn't be talking about white people and what white people do. How about that? How about that? How about them apples? Black people should not be talking about white people at all. Because they're black and they have their own issues. But getting to the point. The point is that Cardi B was saying that, you know, Candace Owens, and O'Shea Duke Jackson, he also says that Candace Owens is bashing, that word bashing, that come from black folks. She's bashing the black community. Let me tell you something. Saying what's wrong with something is not bashing it. If somebody cook you some food and it's disgusting and you know it could have been better, you telling the person, hey, this is not good. This could be better. That's not bashing them. That's why the world's going to hell in a handbasket now, because nobody can take criticism. Nobody want to hold themselves accountable for anything. Everything is about a color. You black. You got white privilege. You white. It's all bullshit. And so, Candace Owens brought up the Loving case. Where a black woman took her case all the way up to the Supreme Court. For her to be able to marry a white man. Let me tell you something right now, black people and white people. Black women have always loved white men. It is no secret about that. This has been since slavery. And I'm going to tell you another thing too. Black people, stop talking about white slave masters. That's all they did was raped the slave woman. No. That is a falsehood. Women from the beginning of time been using their femininity, their body, and everything to seduce any man. I'm talking about going back to Nefertiti, going back to Cleopatra, going back to any of those women from ancient times. Women have always used their beauty to seduce any man. It don't matter what color he is. Black people running around talking about, oh, the slave master just ran around just raping black women. They didn't have a choice. That's a bunch of bullshit. In 1959, that damn woman went all the way to the Supreme Court justice. Black men were being lynched. It was only 4 years after Emmett Till was murdered like he was murdered. It was still the 50s, and that black woman had no problem going before the Supreme Court justice to fight for her white man. And black men was being lynched. So don't give me this crap about black women being raped. Because if it was such a big deal, you wouldn't have any of those black women trying to court white men back in those days when black men were being lynched for just looking at a white woman. So O'Shea Duke Jackson, I understand you are super pro-black, whatever the hell that means. And I looked at a video today just to get off the Candace Owens Cardi B thing for a minute. You had this black woman on the radio show. She asking the radio show host, why are they marrying white women at a high rate? Which is false. 87% of black men are with black women. Only 4% of black men are with white women. Well, actually married to white women. Only 4%. But it's quite different from the dating. I guess the dating will be high, but who cares? And why black women so concerned with what black men do? All through the 80s and the 90s, all you heard was black women complaining about black men don't take care of their kids. Black men are on the down low. Black men don't have a job. Black men don't have an education. And by the way, how are those degrees working for you black women? Because you say that you're the most educated woman. How are those degrees working for you? Because the same damn black woman that was on the radio show is a single black woman, and the only thing she said on the damn show was how strong she was and how many damn degrees she have. But you know what she couldn't do? She couldn't get a man. Had a weave on her head that looked like it was about to swallow her damn head. I don't know if she got to water that thing or feed it, or both. But she's sitting there complaining about black men that are dating, that are actually getting women. But she don't have no damn man, but want to sit up there and say black men need to date black women. It sounds like feminism to me. It sounds just how feminism sounds. Your ass done went to school, got your damn degrees, you're fat and ugly, and you're jealous of the pretty women that want to be submissive to a man. That want a man to take care of them. That want to be beautiful. And then you got some ugly, fat-ass feminists come out there and say, oh, you're being objectified. You shouldn't be looked at like that. You your own person. You don't need no man to do this for you. You need to be strong and independent. Because she couldn't land a man. Because she couldn't step up to the plate to get in the gym. To watch what she eat. And watch her damn attitude in her mouth. It don't have anything to do with color when it comes to black women, Latino women, Asian women. Take the color out of it. If you a damn loud mouth and combative all the damn time and talking about how strong you are and how independent you are, you're not going to get a man of quality. You're going to keep on getting Pookies and Ray Rays. And Tyrone's, and all they're going to do is sleep with you and throw you away like trash. And then, over time, of you sleeping with them kind of guys, you're going to holler that men ain't worth a damn. Because you didn't put in the work to get a quality man. Now you want to sit there and say black men are at fault because they're dating outside their race. You damn right. I want to be with a woman that will cooperate with me. That want to be led by me. That have an appreciation for the position that a man holds. Now, I don't give a damn what color a woman is. If she cooperative with me, and she's following my lead, and she kind and nice and sweet and easy to deal with, That's what I want. I don't understand how black women gonna sit there and say, well, the only reason he with that black, that white woman is because she easy to deal with, and she he gets over on her. He can't handle no strong black woman. And I keep telling people all the time, if you're going to handle something, you handle something that's dangerous. And I don't have time to be trying to handle any damn body that's dangerous. You shouldn't have to handle anybody. But black women love to say how they must be handled. And if you can't handle them, then you ain't much of a man. And I tell black men, and listen up, O'Shea, Duke, Jackson, listen up. I tell black men they shouldn't have to handle any woman. This don't have anything to do with being pro-black. This don't have anything to do with you hating your own kind. This has something to do with right and wrong. And black women, for the most part, are loud mouths. They say they educated, but act like dumb. They act dumb. The median wealth of a black woman is $5. Look it up on Google. Google is your friend. The median net worth of a black woman in this country is $5. And they walking around talking about how damn strong they are. Most of them are they're getting child support from some stupid dude. And I've been that stupid guy to impregnate one of them, and they don't want to act right. So now your ass in family court. You want to talk about the cops killing blacks? Who called the police on black men more than black women? I'll wait for it. I'll wait for it. Nobody calls the police on black men more than black women. But they all in the street. You got these weak-ass men in the street marching with these damn black-ass, fat-ass women talking about hands up, don't shoot, and they done called the police on all kind of black men. Your damn mamas done ran your daddies off. You don't have fathers no more. So you got your mama's identity. Cardi B is not even black. And black people allowing her to sit there and talk about Candace Owens. Tell me what's black about Cardi B. I'll wait for it. As Tommy Sotomayor would say, I'll wait. Tell me how black Cardi B is. This bitch been in New York City all her damn life and she could barely speak fucking English. How smart is she? How smart is she? At least Candace Owens can speak. She can express herself. Now me, on a personal note, I don't like when a woman talk at all. I don't think that's the best quality of a woman, her running her mouth. But at least when Candace Owens speak, at least she know how to speak her point. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter if she married to a white man. Black men already know black women like white men. It's just a fact. Black women like to pretend like, oh, it's all about the black family and I want a black man. Bullshit. The average black woman would get a white man in the minute if she could. But for the most part, it's a damn fetish for white men. It's a fetish. Just look at ghetto gaggers. That's all you got to do is look at ghetto gaggers and you will see it's just a damn fetish. I was securing a damn building yesterday at a high-end restaurant and this black girl came up, ghetto-ass black girl. You would think that, she would be with a black dude. Nope, she rolled up with a white guy who had his pants all sagging. He just looked like a straight-up redneck. Had the beard, and it was like half of him was redneck, and the bottom half was a Negro. Pants hanging all off his ass. But up top, from chest up, he was a straight-up white boy. You would think he was from damn Bucketville. And she was hugged up with that white boy. And he looked all kind of damn stupid. So don't give me no shit about black men are leaving black women. I was married to a black woman. Not only just a black woman, I was married to a woman that was from Zambia. O'Shea Duke Jackson, he's in Ghana. He all over Africa talking about how beautiful them African women are. How many of those African women got white men, Mr. Jackson? How many of those black women are trying to get a white man? It's a whole lot of them. Because my ex-wife, she didn't honor the marriage. She got her an old white man. My ex-wife from Zambia. We have a son together. And who you think raising our son? Me. And she took that white man to Zambia. She sure did. And they honored him. Now ask me if she ever took me. Ask me was I ever invited. In fact, she told me that I wouldn't be accepted. But that old white man was. And he's damn near 60. And at that time, my wife was 35 years old. So don't give me this shit about black men just want white women. Let me tell you something right now. Black women, for the most part, will not be on a black man's... they will not be a part of a black man's journey. They be sitting there waiting at the finish line, and a black man got to go through all kind of shit to make it in life, and then once he make his money and get his resources and get his status, there go a black woman at the finish line talking about, pick me, because I'm black. But the whole time, he done had different races of women helping him, supporting him. And then when he get with another race of woman, not everybody who didn't even help this man get to where he need to be. Now all of a sudden he's a sellout. Don't nobody say that crap to Serena Williams. Didn't nobody say it to Halle Berry. Y'all always talking about light-skinned people are black. I'm light-skinned. I'm mixed with all kind of shit. But they throw me in the boat with black people. They sure do. Meghan Markle is black if you let black people tell it. I ain't seen a black woman yet look like Meghan Markle, but y'all accept her as black. You sure do. But you only accept them as black when it's convenient for you. All you pro-blacks, you're only black when it proves your point or it's convenient for your point. White people been telling black people what they are since this damn experiment started. We done been every damn name, and it's what they want to call you. Whatever they put on that damn application is what you call your damn selves. Whether you're a Negro, whether you're colored, whether you black, whether you African-American or whatever. Now you're people of color. They can throw everybody in the damn bucket now. People of color can be any damn body. And black people go right along with it. Black people single-handedly destroyed themselves. Because they don't ever face the damn truth. They go straight to victimhood. That's why you're being allowed to be called people of color. But then you want to call yourself black when it's convenient for you. That's why I don't understand that Black Lives Matter crap. How you gonna be people of color and then you black at the damn same time? That's an oxymoron. I'm speaking truth and I'm speaking facts. Y'all, look, you need to bring back manhood. You need male leadership. There's no such thing as a strong woman. There is no, I'm gonna say it again. There is no such thing as a strong woman. Women are not strong. It's just the men they deal with are weak. And it makes women look strong. Women are not strong. Women don't build any fucking thing. What do women build? What do women build? They have built the car they drive. They ain't built the buildings they go in and work in that damn air conditioning. They ain't built the air conditioning. They ain't invented a damn thing. They ain't contributed nothing to life. And now the only thing they can say is, well, we have the babies, a biological function. And a man do most of the work with that. Because if you let the government tell it, you get a woman pregnant. So, yeah, she carried the baby for 9 months. Yeah, she carried the baby for 9 months. But your ass will be paying for 18-plus years when she decide that she just want to take you to the bank and don't want to respect you. So who the hell work harder, her or you? When your kids need something, or you trying to be in the kid's life, and your damn woman go off and get with another dude and have another dude's baby, and now your kid is subject to another guy, who putting up with more, you or her? Or when you have to decide that you just got to just get the hell on and say, look, I hope my baby make it, but somebody going to die if I stay around. Who suffers more? The child suffers more and the father suffers more because there is no respect for men. There is no respect for men. And there need to be a respect for men. But in this society, there is no respect for men. That's why people are listening to assholes like Cardi B and Meg the male horse. Excuse me, Meg the Stallion. Meg the Stallion. That's a damn female name. That's what our women have come to now. And they want to be damn respected. But then ask why a black man will get with a white woman or a Latino woman, a woman that want to serve them. Yeah, they're crazy ass women in every race. But the problem with it is, in the black race, the black women are majority crazy. They are the majority of crazy. That's why they're on the bottom. I don't want to hear this shit about white women do it too, and white women and Latino women are crazy. That is not the majority of them. That goes back to that damn victimhood again. That is not the majority of those people. But you're sitting around and you're acting like that's the majority of them. No, it's not. Black women cause all kind of damn problems. I do security in all kind of places. And you know what? Who was a majority of shit starters? It's not even black men. It's the black women. And when black men start crap, it reminds you of a damn irritating woman. They act like women. They're emotional like women. They got feelings like they damn mama. I got black women I hold the door for in buildings that I secure. They won't even say thank you. They won't even acknowledge me. I say good afternoon. How you doing today? They walk by me like they don't even fucking hear me. That's the attitude of an average black bitch. And you want to sit here, O'Shea Duke Jackson, and talk about your super, super duper pro-black. Really? You think those Africans in Africa really care about black people in America? Let's test that theory. You think those Africans care about us? Because I was married to an African woman for 10 years. I was with that woman. And her family didn't show me any respect. She had one aunt that showed me respect. One. And we moved her with us. She was the only one to say that I was a good man. All the other ones, no. I was a stupid American. Even though I was paying all the bills. Even though I got her permanent stay. I got her green card. I got her driver's license. I got all her paperwork done. I had to go down to the federal building. I had to bring pictures. I had to invite them folks at my home to prove that we were a legitimate couple. I had to go through all that. And once she got those papers and all that and waited those 5 years to get her permanent stay and all that, she was out the door right onto a white man. So don't give me no crap. about how strong a black woman is. Black women are not strong. They're weak because they don't get out the way of themselves. They can't get out of their own way. They sabotage every damn thing that's good for them. So I don't want to hear nothing about black men. Because we're treated like crap by our own women, by society and everything. The only thing wrong with black men is we need to get our masculinity back. We need to get manhood back. We need manhood training. We don't need no woman telling us anything. And I'll tell you another thing, man. Stop talking to women about your problems. Stop talking to these women about what's going on in your life. If you feel bad, you want to tell her your troubles. Don't tell no woman nothing about you intimately. You get in a closed room somewhere and pray about what you need to do for yourself. Write down what you need to do for yourself. And you get over that crap. Stop complaining to women about what's going on in your life. You don't tell them nothing. Because that's what's going on with black men. They tell black women crap. They try to confine black women. And the next thing you know, that bitch will use all that crap against you. Stop doing that. Get your manhood back. Stand upright. And if any of them want to be wearing all that weave, color weave, all the way down to their toenails, they got makeup all over their face, they got a bad attitude, they loud, you walk by them like they don't even exist. Let Pookie and Ray Ray and Nay Nay and Nuck Nuck and them have them in the hood. Let them be hood women. And you get you a quality woman that will be submissive, respectful, and nice, and kind. Somebody that want to serve you. That's what you do. If you can't do that, then, if she can't do that for you, then you know what you need to do? Walk. Candace Owens, I agree with what she said. And I'm not mad because she married a white man. Black women been loving white men. I don't hold her at fault for that. Black women been loving white women. White men. They do. Black women love white men. They just do. And the world need to understand that's just the way it is. White men hold power. They looked at as powerful. Whether it's true or not, that's how they're looked at. That shouldn't be a concern of black men. And I don't hear a bunch of black men running around talking about black women are with white men. We don't really care. But the problem is, black women think that we belong to them. We supposed to wait around while they act a straight up fool. And get with this guy, that guy, this guy, that guy. And we supposed to be waiting around to when they ready to settle down. And now we going to take them. No. We don't belong to black women. We belong to ourselves. Men, they accomplish things in life to get what's best for them in life. We don't belong to black women. That's a mama syndrome. Black man, get that crap out your head about your damn mama. Get it out your head. You don't belong to black women. You belong to someone that's going to comply with what you want them to do and what you need them to do. Somebody that's going to listen. And that could be any race of woman. That's going to bring peace to your life. And if a woman is not doing that, walk away. That's all I'm going to say about this. And I'm going to the gym right now, and I'm going to work out because I'm going to keep myself in shape. And I advise y'all black men, keep yourself in shape and stay sharp. I suggest it to all races of men because masculinity and patriarchy is being attacked. We need to stand up as men. Black men, stop acting like your damn mama and the women in your family and put these damn women in check. They ain't got nothing. They're not strong. It's just that you are weak. Banded out.